what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us each day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for staying with us for the breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters. And thank you for not listening to the negative voices around you that, I don't know, want you to believe things that just aren't true. You see, you don't have to. That's the beautiful thing now about the way technology and media and information is being relayed. You just don't have to put up with the nonsense that's out there. Now, I know there's a lot of people that are going to say that this nomination can be spiked. I know there's a lot of people that actually tried to spike the administration so that it couldn't even happen. You know, Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page, they were supposed to begin testifying today. They're in hiding. You don't have to tolerate this anymore. And one of the things I love about the way the current events of our life and world are unfolding is that it's exposing motivations, not just techniques. The left in America isn't just interested in having a difference of opinion. They want to have an anti-American opinion. They don't want more red state voters going to the polls. They want to usher in non-citizens to come get the right to vote. They don't want our Constitution to be determined by the words that are actually on the page, as Gail Trotter said at the beginning of the hour. They want the Constitution to be pushed to the side and new things just be invented out of clear blue sky. And we don't have to put up with it anymore. They don't want to do their job as senators like Ms. Gillibrand is supposed to do. She's not supposed to be out leading a protest last night, dogging the nominee. She's supposed to be researching the nominee and preparing herself to question the nominee. And when she has a chance to make her case to her fellow senators to vote for or against confirmation, she should make that case. Her job is to advise and consent. She votes up, she votes down. She doesn't inspire a riot on the steps of SCOTUS. Friends, we don't have to take it anymore. There is a new day that has dawned in America. And it's exposing the left for every way that they hate what America is. And the beautiful thing about it is we outnumber them. Huge, to quote the president. So don't be discouraged. These ad campaigns, they're going to fill the airwaves. You might even have a sourpuss Frank Morano on some morning show somewhere saying he can't get nominated. He can't get confirmed. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. It's a different country, and we love this America. I'm Kevin McCullough.